Radio, your rock station.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
We open this third block with a touch of celebration. German hard rocker Fargo and their live rendition of Rain of Champagne. It comes from their brand new live album, Live in 25, recorded last year and just released on September 12th via Steam Hammer SPV. Pure energy, raw and festive, just the way a live cut should sound. Fiesta total desde Alemania. From the Wim move to one of the greatest hard rock bands of all time, AC/DC with Money Talk, a classic from the year 1990 album The Razor's Edge, a song that brought them back to the top of the charts and still crowd at them. Decades later, seguimos con la leyenda pura, AC/DC Money Talk, del disco The Razor's Edge de 1990, un himno eterno. Next up, a more intimate and emotional vibe from Irish guitar Paul Sherry with his song Fates, a track that showcases sensitivity and melodic strength, connecting deeply with their listeners. Y luego el guitarrista irlandés Paul Sherry con Fates, una pieza cargada de sensibilidad y melodía. Then comes Something Different, XBD with their fresh single Love of My Life, released just days ago on September 26 via MTS Records, a melodic metal song that mixes passion and a modern drive. Su estreno Love of My Life, lanzado el 26 de septiembre, melódico de una nueva generación. From there, we turn to Italian newcomers Backlash with No Shelter from the Blues, their second single, and a taste of their upcoming debut Time to Impact, out November 7 via Burning Minds Music Group, a heavy blend of melodic hard rock and bluesy grip. Seguimos con los italianos de Backlash, de su disco debut Time to Impact, que saldrá este 7 de noviembre. And to close the third part, a band with history and fire, Bangalore Choir with Driver's Seat, their latest single from the upcoming album Rapid Fire Succession on Target Part 2, due October 24 via Brave New World Records, a band that keeps alive the spirit of the 80s, early 90s American hard rock. Cerramos con Bangalore Choir de Drive Seat, nuestro amigo, ese gran vocalista David Reese, de su próximo álbum Rapid Fire Succession on Target Part 2, que verá la luz este 24 de octubre. Rock duro y clásico desde su esencia. And that's wrap up a block 3 from Arena Legends to rising newcomers and leaving their mark on the history. You're listening to the Rock and Radio Show from Kingston, Ontario to the world. Visit our Rock and Web, write us at editor@rockandweb.com, and of course, keep on rocking.
This is Chris Slade, drummer of AC/DC and many, many other artists, and we're on Rock 'em Radio.
Rock 'em Radio. Your rock station.
Tearing suits, shuffle cows, bang hotels, and Dixie girls.
Station. Yeah. Station.
Hi, everybody. This is David Reese of David Reese's Bangalore Choir, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
Empty. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez le CFRC 101.9 FM.
We reach our final blog, and tonight we have something very special for you. An exclusive Rockun interview with Rising Alma, the powerful new band from Berlin, Germany. Before that, we will play their track, Underestimate Me, released early this year as a part of their latest album, Cracking the Moment, a song full of defiance and determination, showcasing their multicultural spirit and their fresh contribution to today's rock and metal scene. In our conversation, Alice and Max share insights about the making of their new album, The Advantage of Multiculturalism in Rock Music, their creativity process, and what lies ahead, including tours and future plans. Let's dive into it. This is our exclusive interview with Rising Alma. Llegamos al bloque final con algo especial, la entrevista exclusiva con estos muchachos de Rising Alma desde Berlín. Sabes, from Kingston, Ontario to the world, I'm your host Gino Alache, and this has been the Rockun Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check out rockunweb.com. Write to me at editor@rockunweb.com and follow us on social media. Until the next time, and keep the flame alive and keep on rockum.
Hi, this is Max.
And this is Alice, and we are from the band Rising Alma.
And you are listening to Rockun Radio.
Yeah, keep rocking.
Rockun Radio, your rock station.
Truth means more to me. I won't miss anything. in your mind. It's alright, always trying to
Peace, Max.
That's right.
Hi. Yes. Hey.
Welcome to Rock Room.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Yeah. How are you today?
Great. It's 10 in the night, let's say, like this, or evening here, but we are doing great.
Yes, you have another hour. Right. Well, here is 4 p.m.
Yeah, 6 hours difference.
Yes, I had another interview in the morning at 10 a.m. and it was in Sweden, and they had 4 p.m. And I was in that moment with my pillow in my face. Yes, you know? Yeah. So, oh my God, the time. Awesome. Where are you right now? In what country?
We are in Germany, in Berlin.
I'm Berlin. I thought you was in UK. I'm German.
Germany, we both come from different countries, but we live in Germany, yeah.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. So, a multicultural band, I think. Very diverse.
Definitely, yes. And I think that's, I personally always thought like I would want something like that, yeah. Multicultural, so yeah, works.
Well, here in Canada, we appreciate that a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Canadian, you know. Are very multicultural and diverse and all the things.
Before coming to Germany, I lived 1 year in Montreal. So.
Oh, really? Poutine, you like poutine, I think so.
Yeah. I've been in Hamilton, Toronto. Hamilton and Toronto, I was, okay. My grandma lived there. So I was there 2009, a little bit. But yes, there was a lot of people from French people.
Okay. Well, I'm yes, I know Hamilton and Montreal also, and yeah. I'm in Kingston in Ontario, to the eastern side.
Yeah.
In Toronto and Montreal, in the middle, across my house is the border with the states, United States, with New York, but New York State.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Well, guys. For people listening who are new to Racing Alma, how would you describe the band in your own words?
Wow. I mean, I would say that we play rock music, a melodic hard rock, let's say, like that, or alternative rock. And I think the music is honest and it has vulnerability in it, and also has this like dark vibe, which doesn't necessarily mean something like, you know, like pessimistic, but it just a little bit like this raw kind of real spirit through it. That would be my description. Yeah.
You, Max.
I would say, like you already said, Racing Alma is a multicultural band. Melodic hard rock band. You can expect like heavy riffs,
exactly, with
some metal influences, and then the melodic singing from Alisa.
Yes, I'm watching your album here in Spotify. You know, I'm taking a shower in that moment. I put play. You know, sounds really good, huh? Can I hear some of your Underestimate? I play on the radio station here, in my radio show in the FM. It's really good.
Oh, great.
Glad
you like it.
You did a good job, huh?
Talking about the new album, Cracking the Nomen, how does it feel to finally share it with the world?
Wow, it feels, I don't know how to even say that emotion. It's like, okay, let's say exciting, but it's deeper than that. It feels quite incredible because I feel like with this second long play album, we really were like, okay, we are this. Like, we are very diverse, and this album kind of shows it. I feel like this album shows the variety of our music in a way that we didn't think it would, right? Like, we were not like planning it. So it quite shows a lot of sides of us, and we are like, okay, it feels a little bit like, you know, you're a bit naked because you're like, okay, we're really showing like how we are, and you know. So yeah, for me it feels a bit like this, but at the same time I'm just so happy to get it out because we love what we do, and
we're very happy about it. We've been working very long on it, obviously very hard, investing so much time, and then when you finally get to share it, you're happy that, you know, like you finally reach the goal, you know, that's about it, you know, to make music, to share it with the rest of the world.
Okay, this is your second full length after A Week, right?
Yes.
Okay. In what ways do you think the band has grown since then?
Yeah, I definitely think that in the way that we do everything ourselves. So Max is the producer and mixer, and I definitely can say that, give him a credit, that he has grown a lot, and he always shares with me what he's doing, and you know, so we are both like growing in music making or producing. A little bit me too, maybe, you know, I could say. Yes, overall in that aspect, I think we are growing always, but I think in that way that we are just accepting who we are, and we always go deeper into our style, you know, or just we try to express our strong sides or just connect with people better. I think in all those aspects we have grown.
Yeah, we definitely have polished the sound, we believe at least, you know? And people can also notice that through time we have been polishing our sound, and also like Alyssa said, like finding more about what we do, you know, like when you start a band, it's like all the doors are open, you can do whatever, but then with time, you know what defines you, you know, what is Rising Alma. Basically, it's like a journey, but to find yourself, you know, and I think we are like, we got closer to ourselves, to know what we want to do, how we want to sound.
The music teaches us.
Yeah.
I would say like that, yeah.
Okay. You say you record a song with a mix of heavy riffs and strong melodies. What was that creative process like for this album?
Yeah, most part the song started with a guitar riff idea. So I think those strong melody lines also just happen after Max has these very strong riff ideas, and when we mash together, when we feel like it flows, has a direction, then we just continue working on the song. Like the song Oblivious, I did write it on the piano, so it started with a piano idea and singing. I totally remember that night I was at a friend's house, actually, and I was feeling so heavy, and I was just playing piano, you know, and then this just came out. My friend was like, oh, this is great. And that's how it started. So it's always different, but yeah, most part it's from a guitar riff.
Okay. And what was the biggest challenge you faced while creating Cracking the Moment?
I'm gonna definitely say that time, because we both, we have such a passion for music and the band that we wish that was the only thing we do, but we also have to work, you know, like we have life things. So I think it's always was like, we just want to spend so much more time, like, because we do everything ourselves. So we pay attention to every detail, and we are very, let's say we're not the fastest of making songs, because we really want to do the best we can. And I think time always feels like, oh, you know, like, yeah. But we took quite a while to record it and do everything.
Yeah, I think the technical aspect is obviously very challenging. You know, when you have the songs are finished, they are ready, but then you do everything on your own. You know, I mix myself, and we record at my home studio. So obviously this is very challenging, that you want to have it all perfect, right? And you're like, but never happy, you know? And always like trying to do better and improve, and you know, always solving these little things. This is not quite there. Let's do this. Let's try that. You know, until you are really happy with the result. You know, so this is always quite challenging.
Okay. So did the process ever feel harder than when you made Awake?
That's a good question.
That's one question for you, because for me it's like pretty much the same, right? So
yeah, I think.
Well, I actually do think that it is a bit harder, because I think like we are more expecting from ourselves, so we try to every time do better and do everything, like just trust that feeling even more, that intuition. So I think it is, we are more, you know, picking with ourselves more.
Yeah, I don't know if the process itself was harder, but we were harder on ourselves.
Yeah, you know? I think so.
We were trying harder, you know, with higher expectations. You know, this has to be better than before.
Okay.
So
just that feeling like I don't want to miss something, or you know, like this feeling like I want to get it right. And I think we had this, you know.
Yeah, we always want to improve. You know, we didn't want to just do the same with new songs, but we want to improve in every way. The songwriting, but the sound, obviously, you know, the whole thing, you know, that you can really, hopefully people can see the progress.
That we are happy with our work, like honestly, that we can say, okay, we did the best we can and we are happy. And I think it's, yeah.
Wow. Talking about the lyrics. The lyrics talks about struggles, transformations, and resilience. Were these terms inspired by your own personal experience?
I will say 100% or 99%. Let's say that. Like yes.
Personal album.
Yes. I mean, I guess like my mind is a bit like a book, because it has a lot of pages. Like this album is, you can go through a lot of pages if you would read it like a book, right? But yeah, it's definitely inspired by my thoughts, or even what inspires me. The song Time, for example, it's actually talking about a boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
That's because boxing is so, I like to watch boxing. I'm not a boxer, but I like to watch it, and Maxim also knows. And for example, this song was inspired by this sport, but not just about the sport, but in a way that the sport impacted like me, because I felt like, wow, the strength that sometimes something can give you, or the, you know, boxing, for example, just the meaning behind it a lot, it means so much to me. And so, yes, even that actually is about my experience.
In what song is that?
So my feelings. And Time.
Time. Because
it's called Time.
Your first single, Games, is mm-hmm. emotional, right? What's the story behind this track, for example?
The story behind Games is, I like how it's pretty, like, there. It's about games, you know? It's basically about games, and we tried to make it more visual. It was very visual in my head when I heard the riff, Maximo riff, you know, in the beginning, the intro riff. Mm-hmm. So I immediately thought about games, and it just resonated with me about this game sometimes people play when they are distracted with other things and not really distracted with connecting with people that they care about, you know? And that's what I was thinking about in that moment. This song is about games, about mind games and stuff like this, which shown in a fun way, so it's not too like overwhelming to listen, because it can be an overwhelming subject, right, to think about. So
okay, then came Underestimate Me. Like that song, I like the song a lot. It's a song with a defiant message. What do you want listeners to feel when they hear it?
It's an interesting question to say, what do I want them to feel? I think the first thought that comes to my mind, if I would want to bring something out of it, I would just say, like, if you feel like you stop believing yourself because someone acts that they don't believe in you, or they don't,
okay,
then just remember that you are the only person that can really decide that you believe in your value, that you believe in your purpose or things you bring into this world. So I think that would be the first thing I really want to get through this message, that no one has the power to underestimate you except if you let them, you know? Yeah, that you own much, you hold much more power inside. Yeah, that would be my message.
Wow. Which track from Crack in the Moment is the most personal to you both, and why?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First, like, as I mentioned, that all the tracks are pretty personal, definitely. But a track that I felt most vulnerable with, because I felt like it's very clear, the message is so clear in that track, and people definitely will have a thought about, like, oh, what is she thinking about, you know, because this topic feels so straightforward. It's about innocence, it's about fatherlessness, and how my experience in life just proved that it impacts a person's life so deeply. Even if you don't have the bitterness about it, it still impacts you. And I have thought about it so much in my life that I have seen my family struggle because of it and stuff. And I felt like I just want to bring it out because I can't remember a song talking about it, you know? So I was like, oh my God, this is probably one of the most influential things, you know, in my life, that I can see as a woman, you know, even when I was a girl, like a teenager, whatever, it impacted everything. And I'm like, how can people not talk about it? And so I was so just vulnerable about it. I was like, I have to do it, you know, I have to do it. I have to let it go. I have to let it out, you know? And so it's very special for me to talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, Alice writes most of the lyrics, so it's all like her personal, most of it her personal experience. But obviously, I relate to all of this stuff the same way we expect our fans to relate to all of this and feel the same. And for me, I would say the song that touches me the most is Mystery. That's one of my favorites. I really, really like. Also, I also have with the lyrics sometimes.
Okay.
And it's yeah, it's also, that's why it's also all of the songs personal in a way for me as well.
Okay. Elisa, you're a keyboardist too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
How do you balance both roles on the stage?
Well, right now it's pretty simple because I'm playing mainly like in some moments, either it's like an intro moment or also when I sing a bit, but I'm using actually guitar.
Okay.
You know, Kate. So it's like you hold it like a guitar, right? So I feel very comfortable. Actually, when I play piano and sing, that's how I started exploring music. Just my like creative aspect started from that. So for me, I feel actually more secure. I feel very secure, and I have this piano with me. So yeah, it feels nice.
Okay, guys, for you both, if you could collaborate with any artist or band in the rock metal world, who would it be and why?
Definitely many artists that I respect, that's for sure. I would like to but I would say, like, I don't want to call any name, but I would say just like someone might that also resonates with messages we bring, and someone that's able to be vulnerable also, and maybe care about the state of the world and state of the people. I would say like that, yeah. That's for me.
Okay, you next.
For me, it's the same. There are definitely many artists that I would like to collaborate with, but I actually started playing guitar by listening to Slash.
Wow!
Yeah, that's the reason I picked up the guitar in the first play. So for me, it would be like a child dream come true if I ever can collaborate with Slash.
Maybe he's watching you now.
Who knows? Why not?
Who knows? The people is hanging around the YouTube and the internet.
Bored there. Can't sleep.
Guys, how do you keep the motivation and energy so high in such a short time?
Wow, that's a deep question. I think for me, personally was just like the years of searching how can I create music and just having my first band. Actually, Rising Arm is my first band, and I mean the only band I would say. But just that I knew what I want to do and how I want to do it, and then it comes true. It's kind of a dream, you know. I don't know. It's just like that. Yeah, it motivates me.
For me personally, I never have motivation problem. I really believe in what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, for me, it just makes me happy, you know, okay, to have this, to make this music. And it's like, I have no problem at all with motivation. I don't want to do anything else more than this, you know?
I think we both just really love creating music. And I think it's like the first thing that connected us.
Okay.
Music and just making songs, and I think just because we love it so much, this is like the, yeah, we always know that this is the thing that makes us happy, and I think we don't need much motivation. Yeah. It's just the drive itself, yeah.
Yes, that's important that you like it and you love it.
Yes. You just love music and making music, I would say it's very like that.
Yeah. You have already received attention from magazines like Metal Hammer. I was checking, eh? I did my research. Yes. And many others and media outlets. How does it feel to get that kind of recognition so early?
Feels so special, and it feels like, You know, it's not an easy road, you know, to build a band, to do this. And then when someone pays you attention and appreciates you, you are like, just a big encouragement. It's just a huge encouragement for you. It just, yeah, I don't know how to say it another way. It's just like, okay, we believed in ourselves and someone else also sees us. It's a huge thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's like achieving our goals. When you start a band, you dream about these things, right? Those are your goals. You hope, oh, maybe one day we are in Metal Hammer magazine, for example. Huh? And then 4 years later, we are there, you know, and this is such a great...
Great feeling, because we are just being us, you know? So we are not even like trying like to get somewhere. We are just like trying to show people the music we love. And I think that's the best thing. That's why it's so encouraging that some people also notice and they like it. So, yeah.
Wow. I think you're right, absolutely right. Eh? It's important that you love music. You have to continue. You have to play. And it doesn't matter what people say, you go for it.
Yes, yes. You have to love what you play first.
Exactly. What are your plans for Rising Alma in the next year? More videos, touring, maybe North America, Canada?
Yeah, we definitely love to tour next year. We so far we only play in Germany, but we would love to tour wherever people want to have us. Europe, North America, that would be great. We would really love to. That would be really cool.
If it was easy, we would just, I guess, do it all the time. But right now we are planning until the end of the year to do more local shows, to really, yeah. And then around Europe, but yeah, we would love to go around the world. We really believe we will, actually, I think. So yeah.
Finally, guys, what message would you like to send to your fans and to the Rock'n audience listening right now?
Yeah, I would say the message that, first of all, like, if you're listening to our music, I would just encourage you to, yeah, to just believe that we really, really believe what we do and believe the message we bring, and that we're really wishing you strength and we're wishing to encourage you. And yeah, we hope that you really enjoy to listen to our stuff.
And you should believe in yourself as well. That's what we want to say to all the listeners.
Yes.